Previous days, Saraji explained about Appamadena Sampadita. One should accomplish in refraining from things that should be refrained from, without failing, without being negligent, in order to perform things that should be performed, without failing, without being negligent, with mindfulness. So that there will not be any lacking, the things that should be fulfilled will be fulfilled and completed. One should accomplish in practicing Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, so that one can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements that can lower, that can degrade one's life. One should remove these gross, medium, and refined form of defilements so as to refrain from misconduct by body, speech, and mind. So one should practice sila, morality, in order to keep one's bodily behavior and verbal behavior to be pure and clean. And one should practice concentration in order to develop the mind and the knowledge so that there will not be any lacking or shortcomings. In order to weaken kilesa defilements, one should fulfill vipassana panya, inside knowledge, and in order to totally uproot the defilements, one should develop magapalanyana, path and fruition knowledge. When one has gained path and fruition knowledge, one has accomplished sila samadhi panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, and there will not be any lackings. It will be complete. Practicing sila samadhi panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one removes gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, and thus one's behavior by body, speech, and mind will be pure, clean, and gentle, lovable, cultured, away from suffering. And it is quite complete. Whenever one thinks about one's life, then it will be peaceful. When one has become at least a sotapanna, one will not be agitated by a extreme form of greed. One will no longer be agitated by a extreme form of dosa, anger. There will not be a extreme form of moha, delusion. So in this way, when one has become at least a sotapanna, one will be free from a extreme form of defilements. Discerning mind and matter, one removes sakkaya ditti, personality view, and one knows that by practicing this method, one sees the full noble truth and one gains peace. When one has gotten to this stage, one understands that practicing wrongfully will not lead to the true destination. And in this way, one removes silabata paramata, silabata paramasa. One has removed wrong practices. Discerning the Dhamma, one also sees the Buddha. And one has full faith and confidence in the virtues of the Dhamma, one also has faith and confidence in the Buddha who founded the Dhamma. And one also understands that by practicing to the correct method, one can remove and suppress kilesa defilements. One believes in people who has removed defilements by practicing this way. And one also believes in ones who have totally eradicated defilements by practicing this way. In this way, one also believes in the Sangha, the disciples of the Buddha. And one knows that doing good deeds bring good results, doing bad deeds bring bad results. Knowing that in this life, the Nama Rupa phenomena are arising as cause and effect when they are circumstances. So one also knows that in the past life as well, these Nama Rupa phenomena are arising due to circumstances. And also in the future lives, Nama Rupa phenomena are arising due to circumstances. When one becomes at least a Sotapanna, one's faith and confidence become unshakable and firm, and there will never be any doubt or uncertainty. The person becomes totally free from uncertainty and doubt. The person will no longer be agitated by extreme form of greed or hatred. One will no longer be agitated by wrong view, and there will be peacefulness and pleasantness. It is very peaceful and pleasant, not like the cold weather in America where the coldness can be very cold, but it will be the kind of very cool, pleasant, comfortable way and peaceful. When one has become at least a Sotapanna, one has removed impurities. The most inferior form of impurities, it is Papa Vinasana. One has removed inferior states so that one will be filled with auspiciousness. Papa Vinasana, removing of the inferior states, it is the cause. When one is endowed with the cause of removing inferior states, there will be Vodhi, prosperity, auspiciousness, which is the effect. In this way, one have fulfilled, completed the cause and effect, removing the impurities and being endowed with prosperity, auspiciousness by having removed these impurities. So there will be accomplishment, completion, peace, and auspiciousness. And Saraji had explained, according to the teaching of the Buddha, to the best of his knowledge, and the way the yogis will understand it. And this is for this retreat. What is necessary here is one should understand distinctly between Pamada and Appamada, and one should know how to replace Pamada by Appamada. And Saraji will explain. The Dhamma supports, uplifts, protects. The person who practices the Dhamma systematically. By practicing Sila, gross form of defilements will be removed, and the Dhamma uplifts, supports, protects the person, so that the person will not be inferior. By practicing samadhi concentration, one will be uplifted from the state of being inferior, having inferior mind. One is uplifted so that one's inferior mind will be blameless. In this way, Dhamma uplifts and supports the practitioner. By gaining Vipassana Panya, inside knowledge, and Ariya Panya, supramundane knowledge, one can weaken and remove anusaya kilesa, latent, dormant defilements. So by gaining Ariya Panya, one can totally uproot latent, dormant defilements. In this way, Dhamma uplifts, protects, supports the person who practices the Dhamma systematically so that he, she will be uplifted from inferior states. Saraji gives an example. When one goes to a skillful physician for the treatment of the illness, the physician prescribes medicine. And by taking medicine, the whole course of medicine, the illness will be totally cured. The medicine that has been taken by the patient in a timely way, according to the prescription, the medicine has the potency to cure the illness. And when the person has very high fever, 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 105 degrees Fahrenheit, at times the patient becomes unconscious. So the physician, the medical person, has to give the patient some ice pack in order to reduce the fever, and also medicine has to be given in order to reduce the fever. In the same way, one has to cure the defilements, the illness defilements that has been following throughout the round of assistances. One should practice so as to reduce and weaken the illness, which are the defilements. And when the patient has intermittent fever, the patient has to be given medicine so that the fever will not come back and the illness is totally treated. So in curing the patient, the medicine first weaken the illness, reducing the fever, and later on, the medicine totally cures the illness. So the medicine has to work step by step in curing the illness. In the same way, one should practice in order to cure and uproot the defilements stage by stage. One has to weaken the defilements first, and finally one has to uproot the defilements. Practicing is to cure the defilement ailments, and by weakening, by suppressing, and by curing these illnesses, illness of these defilements, the Dhamma uplifts, protects, and saves the person who practices accordingly. Practicing means learning the correct method of practice, practicing according to the method, practicing in order to gain benefit, and making use of the benefit. This is called practicing. So one has to practice so as to be complete, accomplished, so that there will not be any lacking. Practicing completely to accomplish the Dhamma uplifts the person who practices so that one can remove the inferior states, the defilements, and one gains the ability to remove these defilements, and thus one gains peace and auspiciousness. In order to gain that kind of stage, no creator can give blessing to the person to gain such stage. And one cannot gain such stage by learning from books or from listening to talks or reflecting or reasoning. One has to practice Satipatthana meditation straight on this path. In order to do so, one should approach Kalyanamita, true companion, and one should learn the correct method of practice, and one should practice accordingly so that one gains benefit. In order to get precise benefits, in order to gain these benefits, one should know distinctly between Pamada and Appamada. Pamada means negligence, failure, heedlessness. And there are two kinds of Pamada. The first one is failing to refrain from things that should be refrained from. And the second is failing to perform things that should be performed. The things that should be refrained from are the docharita, the evil conduct, misconduct by body, speech, and mind should be refrained. And the things that should be performed are the opposite of misconduct. One should perform good deeds by body, speech, and mind. And one should develop sucharita, good conducts by body, speech, and mind. If one fails to refrain from things that should be refrained, if one fails to perform things that should be performed, it is pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. Appamada means non-negligence, non-failure, non-heedlessness. In order to refrain from things that should be refrained and to perform things that should be performed. Buddha also showed the way how one should substitute pamada by appamada. It is said that pare pamada bhavesanti, meaning that others are being negligent, others are failing, heedless to refrain from things that should be refrained from, and to perform things that should be performed. And we will not be negligent to refrain from things that should be refrained from and to perform things that should be performed. We will be diligent to refrain from bad things and to perform good things. And we will weaken the defilements, we will weaken the thick defilements. So one has to make a firm determination that we will be diligent to refrain from things that should be refrained from and to perform things that should be performed and to weaken and cure the defilements. The meaning of pare pamatta bhavesanti, meaning that others are negligent. Others are committing misconduct, evil conduct, such as killing, stealing. They are indulging in misconduct without any control, with mindfulness. They are doing wrong things. They are doing wrong bodily behavior, wrong verbal behavior, wrong mental behavior. And when subject to sensual objects, they let themselves go freely on these sensual objects without any control, with mindfulness, having a going extreme on these sensual pleasure, failing to perform wholesomeness such as dana, sila. They are being negligent in order to develop the mind and the knowledge, and they are being negligent to practice bhavana. But we will not be negligent, and one makes determination. One has to make determination that by observing sila, one will remove pamada, negligent in refraining from misconduct by body and speech. And one should make determination to practice bhavana in order to develop the mind and the knowledge so that negligence to refrain from mental misconduct will be removed. One should be determined, one should have the determination to practice respectfully, continuously, so as to dispel pamada, being negligent in bhavana. And one should make the determination to develop knowledge in order to remove pamada. One has to make a determination, resolution, in order to practice. One's mental strength will not arise without practice of satipatthana. Knowing the benefits of satipatthana practice, one has to awaken sadha, faith and confidence. One should have diligent effort in practicing without regard to one's body and life. And one should be mindful of whatever object that arises, so that the strength, the sati strength, the mindfulness strength, will be taken out by practice, and one develops kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. So the momentary concentration strength will be developed when one's noting mind falls onto the object that one is noting, and one comes to know the true nature. One comes to know the true nature of nama rupa, mind and matter. One discerns cause and effect, and so on. So in Burmese, it is called Ato. A means strength. To means to extract, to take out. So Saraji says one has to take out the strength, knowledge strength, by practicing. In order to practice, one should not part with sati, mindfulness. One should always guard, protect by having mindfulness on the presently arising objects. By noting the presently arising object with aim and effort, one is developing appamatta. Developing appamatta, there will be no room for appamatta to arise. Appamatta doesn't have chance to arise when one develops appamatta. If one doesn't do any practice, then one's mind, one's life will be filled with appamatta. And Saraji gave an example of an empty bottle. An empty bottle is filled with air. If one needs to take out the air from the empty bottle, one needs to fill the bottle with water. And one has to fill water drop by drop. By filling with one drop, due to the pressure of the drop of water, air will go out, and another drop, and when many drops of water has been filled into the bottle, then the air will go out. Filling half of the bottle, the air in the half bottle will go out. So it is a way of replacing appamatta by appamatta. So one should fill up appamatta so as to drive out appamatta, so that appamatta will become weaker and weaker, and finally appamatta will be removed, appamatta will be dispelled. So in taking out air from the bottle, there is the way of filling the bottle with water. Another way to do it is heating up the bottle. Heating up the bottle is compared to exerting ardent effort in the practice. One should not be in a cool manner, but one should exert ardent effort, being alert, active, ready to note the object. Exerting effort in the practice, the path of appamatta will be blocked. So it's a way of heating the bottle. In the same way, one should heat up in order to drive out appamatta by exerting ardent effort in the practice. And Saraji says, at times, if appamatta is being obstinate, stubborn to go out, then one has to remove appamatta with force. So at times, one has to vacuum the air out of the bottle. One has to take out the air by sucking the air out of the bottle. In the same way, in order to drive out appamatta, one has to practice in order to drive out appamatta. To remove appamatta, one should develop appamatta, and one is replacing appamatta by appamatta. It is very essential to develop appamatta, and thus Buddha said appamattena 算法 data. All the teachings that Buddha had given within 45 years, with great compassion, Mahakaruna, out of Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, Dipavatana, the Buddha's teachings, all the Buddha teachings are included in Appamada. The commentator says, so that's why Paripamatta Bhavesanti, when others are being negligent, Maya Mitta Appamatta Bhavesami Sanleko Karaniyo, meaning that we will not be negligent. And Saraji says, let's conclude today's Dhamma talk by making the resolution, determination that while others are being negligent, we will not be negligent.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sarah said, Dhamma talk has not finished yet.
ပရမသုလှည့်ပြောင်းလို့တဲ့အဋ္ဌံပြုပုံကတော့သူများတွေကပို့စလေဟင်းပြက်ွက်မိနေရာမှာငါတို့ကတော့မမေ့မလျော့ခြင်းမပြက်ွက်မလေဟင်းအပမအပမာရာတရားနဲ့ပြည့်စုံစည်းပြီဘောလိဒါအဋ္ဌံတမျိုးတစ်ခေါက်ဆိုပေးလိုက်သမီး
So the first determination is that while others are negligent, we will not be negligent. We will fulfill with appamada.
So bilai tumya dwe ga meli po sa le yin pye kwe mi niya ma nga ru ga ro me mi me liyo chin appamada tiya ne pye song si mi.
So we have to say this determination. While others are negligent, we will not be negligent. We will accomplish appamada.
Kirita pasi anesi de ajin go jin mi.
We will weaken the defilements. We will practice to weaken and uproot the defilements.
Dilo sei myo ko phit si mi mwe myu mi.
We will cultivate this kind of intention.
Pamara ko appamara phit shaung lwe mi.
We will avoid pamada by developing appamada.
Appamada yin di bi lo athau chin phyet a sin tan tet mi.
We will uplift ourselves by practicing appamada.
Appamada kirita mi ko appamada phit ngain tat mi.
We will extinguish the fire of appamada. By appamada.
Di lo mamae bu kho de appamada tia ga do niya da ga ma be a chu mya ba le loka be ma le be a chu mya da ba be tia be ma le be a thu a chu mya da ba be ဒါပေမဲ့လို့ဒီအပ္ပါဒအကြောင်းကတော့တရားဘက်ကနေပြီးတော့ဗောလေအသာပေးပြီးတော့ဥစားပေးပြီးတော့ဖော်ထားတဲ့တရားပါပဲလောကကြီးတော့မပါပါဘူးသို့တော့လောကကြီးမှာဒီအပ္ပါဒကိုအသုံးချလို့ရှိရလည်းပဲအကျိုးကျေးဇူးတွေအမှန်မြင်ပါလားကျေတွေ့ဟောမယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့အများကြီးပဲရှိပါသေးတယ
် So appamada is essential in every aspect every matter appamada is essential in worldly matter and especially it is essential in the practice of the dhamma and the talksThe teachings are given priority to practicing appamada in order to gain the Dhamma. And the talks does not include about worldly matters. But even then, if one can use appamada in worldly matters as well, it will be useful. And if it is to be explained, it will be very useful.If it is, has to be explained in detail, it will be very lengthy. When the king Kosala came to the Buddha, he wanted to know the single kind of Dhamma that should be developed in order to gain immediate benefit, immediate result, as well as results in the future.So he asked for Eka Dhamma. Buddha said that people want to live long. They want to be free from illness. They want to have good appearance, proportionate body. They want to have high standard of life. And they want to be uplifted. And Buddha said, in order to gain all these benefits,One should practice appamada. By practicing appamada, one can gain all these benefits. So it is many at a blow. In order to purify one's life, one should practice high standard of unwholesomeness, such as dana, sila, bhavana,And one should not let oneself, So this appamada is praised by the wise, such as Buddha. And by practicing appamada, one can gain immediate results and also results in the future. And the person will become a good, wise person. Having appamada by practicing satipatthana meditation, one will know what one is wrong and one will be able to confess oneself with honesty and one will also confess openlyTo the teachers, one will know what is excessive in oneself, and one will be able to balance it, and one will know what is lacking that should be filled. Understanding these things, one will rectify one's wrongdoings, one's shortcomings, weaknesses,One will fill up what is lacking. One will balance what is excessive so that there will not be any lacking and one will be complete or accomplished. The ones who do not practice satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level,or the ones who do not practice satipatthana meditation at all, they do not know what are the shortcomings, what are their weaknesses. They do not know what kind of assertiveness they have, and they do not know what needs to be filled. Practicing Satipatthana meditation, one knows what are the weaknesses, shortcomings, so that one will be able to rectify in time. One knows what are the things that are excessive in oneself, so that one will be able to balance it, and one will be able to fill up what is lacking, so that there will be accomplishment, peacefulness, and the person will be filled with auspiciousness. The ones who practice Satipatthana meditation to a satisfactory level, the results will not wait till next life, but in this very life, the results will be gained to the person who practices to a satisfactory level. So the results will be having peace of mind, happiness. One gains a very firm mind, and one will be able to withstand worldly conditions. And if the person practices diligently further, one can gain Maggaphala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge. Just as it is said, Dhammo Hawe Rekati Dhammacari, meaning that the Dhamma protects the person who practices the Dhamma. And when one practices Satipatthana meditation, one can gain outstanding benefits, and one will be able to rectify shortcomings, weaknesses. One will be able to fill up what is lacking. One will be able to balance oneself. One's intellect will also improve. One's knowledge will become mature, and one will have spiritual resistance, spiritual stamina, able to withstand worldly conditions, good and bad conditions, and one will have a good control of oneself. These are the benefits. This will be all for today.